Yo, what's going on? Welcome to third episode of the podcast without a name. It's beautiful day today, man. It's about time. Fucking this bipolar ass weather here. Fucking enjoy it. Because yesterday was a shitty day for Tommy Boy. I fucking still can't believe Tampa Bay lost, man. I am still fucking shook by that. Fuck. Like 62 fucking wins in the whole regular season. 62 wins. You're fucking coasting, breaking records, fucking tied for most wins ever in NHL history. We're fucking, like, everybody had us at least going to the finals or something, you know. And Columbus, I give them credit. I'm not hating on Columbus, you know. I give them credit. They bullied us, and we got out coached and out hustled, out played. But fuck, man, I'm still, oh my god, I can't believe it. I can't believe we couldn't win a fucking game. We haven't lost like two games in a row all fucking year. And oh my god, and it's like every time we seem to score, have like some momentum, they fucking come right back and score. And it's like, kill it, man. And there's gotta be some fucking changes, man. I don't know. Do I chalk it up to maybe just bad luck or something, or it fucking hurts, man. Like, as a sports fan, I gotta be the most like tortured between Tampa and my Atlanta Falcons. it doesn't get no fucking worse than that, man. Like, when's it gonna be my turn? When can it be Tommy Boy's fucking turn? Like, when can I enjoy it as fucking the loins of fucking victory? You know what I'm saying? The spoils. Yeah. So yesterday, like, I recorded a podcast yesterday, but it wasn't a good time. I was out of my mind. But yeah, so fucking marching on here. What else I want to talk about? Oh yeah, fucking Game of Thrones. Like, why do people make a point on social media of saying that they don't watch Game of Thrones? Like, you think you're fucking cool? You know, to go against the grain, like you gotta be one of those people that, like, you know, if everybody's doing one thing, you gotta be the one person that, like, you know, the 1% that's gotta be over here and think you're fucking cool and shit, and then you gotta fucking tell everybody about it. Like, no one fucking cares that you don't fucking watch Game of Thrones. You're a fucking loser. You're not a fucking loser, but, you know, like, shut up. Oh my god. Yeah, and fucking speaking of Game of Thrones, man, like, like, the girls on that show, man, like, they fucking, I don't know where they find these women, but god damn. And I binge watched, I wasn't a guy that was on from like day one. Nah, like, I fucking just didn't care about it for like 5-6 years. And then everybody's saying, no, it's really good, it's really good, it's really good, you know. And then they say, you gotta watch it. And then it's like, I'll watch it when it's almost over. And then I heard, like, the last season is like, right now, you know. And so, whatever, I was bored, and I was like, fucking threw it on. Back, like, maybe 4 months ago and shit. And holy fuck, man, that shit sucked you in. Fucking, you got incest, you got people throwing kids off of balconies. You got fucking dragons. You got fucking awesome fights and shit. You got fucking zombies. Like, it's... Oh wait, it's like The Walking Dead and fucking what's that fucking game there? That's fucking World of Warcraft all in one, fuck, you know? Oh, it's fucking Geek Central. I'm not like into sci-fi shit, and I don't watch Harry Potter and all that fucking nonsense, that fairy tale crap, you know? But this, man, this is some next level shit. And every episode, there's every fucking episode, you see titties and dick and fucking vaginas. It's like, how much fucking nudity? I mean, I know, it's the times and stuff, like, that's how shit was back in the day, but fucking, it's like, sometimes it's like almost softcore porn. You know, and you know some kids out there are fucking wanking to it. But man, like, the girls on that show, man, like, I don't already find some of these women. But fucking, they're fucking hot as shit. Like, you got fucking, what's her name? Khaleesi? The names, like, are so, like, I forget them so easily. You got Cersei's, Khaleesi, John's sister, the older one there. Fucking, what's her name? Zara or some shit. Fuck, I can't remember her. You got the red lady, the girl with the red hair. That's fucking like 400 years old though. She looks in the mirror. Oh my god. But yeah, but fuck, those four women, man. They're smoking, man. Fuck. Yeah. So like Game of Thrones, fucking, it's almost over, and I should have waited. I should have waited until the season was over to watch it, but like I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself, man. And you sit there, and all of a sudden it got me to wine, you know. Start drinking some wine with that shit, because that's all they fucking do is drink wine on a goddamn show, you know. And for me, you know, Tommy boys are like a little, like, likes the booze, likes a little booze, you know, like, likes to fucking hit the sauce. So you got me going to the fucking to the liquor store there, and looking at some fucking wines and shit, and I have no idea. I know nothing about fucking wine, man. I just like alcohol. Just give me the fucking booze, man. I don't care. Just give me the highest percentage of the fucking wine, and I'm good to go. But then I started getting, you know, like, I started, what's I'm gonna call it? Like, started getting into the taste, you know? Because obviously I like, there's like sweeter ones, and you got drier ones. I don't like the sweet shit. I don't like those fruity ones there, you know? Fucking, I don't know, like, the ones, I don't know what they fucking put in it, whatever. But like, that shit, fuck that, man. That shit's for the birds. I like the, give me the dry shit. I don't want that fucking shit that burns your throat, you know? That I can take a sip of, you know, the fucking, this, something that's good with a nice fucking medium rare steak, you know? So yeah, I go to a fucking liquor store, and I gotta fucking talk to the guy, and ask the guy some information, and then he's giving me some tips on like what to look for when I'm looking for wines and stuff. And you look at they have like little labels that show like the sugar percentage or some shit, you know. It's got like 1.2 grams and like two, and he says like, you know, I think it's like the higher the percentage, the drier it is or something like that. Fuck, I can't remember. It's higher or lower. I don't know. I don't fucking remember. My memory sucks. But yeah, so it got me. So it's like, when I was binge watching there, man, I had like a fucking bottle of wine almost fucking every episode or two, man. So wine and Game of Thrones. Got me into that shit. What else is going on in the world? Oh yeah, the fucking Catholic Church there. The roof was on fire. Yeah, so that shit's fucking burning. And you got all these fucking billionaires going to the rescue, even though the Catholic Church is worth like $30 fucking billion, it could repair its goddamn self. Oh my god, it's fucking ridiculous, man. It's so fucking stupid. It's like, if my house burns down, you know, I got insurance on my own house, you know, and it's covered. You know, insurance company's gonna fucking cover the damages and all that shit. And then I start asking for fucking donations or whatever, you know? It's like, ugh. And, you know, I don't want to get into the whole religion thing, you know, because that's religion and politics, man. It's you're always going to find an argument with that shit. But people that know my stance, well, I know my stance. Like, I don't believe in religion. I think it's all fucking, it's all nonsense. It's all fairy tales and bedtime stories. So yeah, when you see people on social media fucking crying about it and talking about it's a piece of history and stuff, and it's like, do you know, I wonder how many little fucking boys were molested and fucking, you know, how many priests like did some dirty shit in there, you know, and fucking, and you have the Pope covering it up and all that shit, and I don't know how people still support it. It's disgusting. And then, you know, you got the churches in the States that are fucking burning, like, you got some white guy, son of a sheriff, that burned, like, 3 churches or whatever, you know? And now you don't see no fucking billionaires in the States going to their fucking rescue, you know, that shit. Nah, let's go rescue some fucking perch in Paris that's fucking already insured, and and the fucking Pope in the Vatican is right over there. Man, I don't give a shit, man. I really don't fucking care. Fucking, how long has it been so far here? Fucking 12 minutes. Let's see, I'm trying to go 20 minutes here. I'm going to try and go for the 20 there, you know? So I guess, you know, I want to interview somebody, you know? I want to suit the shit with somebody, you know? I'm talking solo here. I'm flying Han Solo right now. Yeah, I'm still waiting on my co-host there. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Maybe she's shy, she's nervous. Maybe she don't want to do it. She's telling me she wants to do it. I'm still waiting. I'm fucking still here with my dick in my hand. fucking yeah. What else I want to talk about? Oh yeah, I got fucking therapy tomorrow. No, looking forward to that. I missed my therapy yesterday. I gotta do better. I gotta start, you know, going to this shit. Even though this is kind of like therapeutic in itself a little bit, because I just get to ramble, and you know, it's probably like. I'm pretty sure after like 5 minutes, you guys like cut the shit. I'm like, yo, fuck this guy. This guy fucking sucks. So if you made it this far already, like, cheers to you, buddy. Bravo. You're a fucking soldier. You're a trooper. I appreciate it. I gotta start doing better. I gotta start going to these fucking sessions. I gotta start doing some of the, like, cause it's like, I got group therapy and then I got like one-on-one therapy, you know? And one-on-one therapy is good because I can just talk about whatever the fuck I want. You know, anything doesn't matter. There's no limits. Sometimes it goes into dark places, you know, talk about my childhood and my upbringing and stuff. And you know, and other times it's fucking good. Like tomorrow, I'm kind of looking forward to it. Cause I get to talk to her about like finally doing some podcasting here. I'm trying to get my feet wet, trying to get into it, trying to see if I can do this. I got some positive reviews, telling me, it's good for your first couple of times. You seem kind of natural, you seem comfortable, you seem energetic, and I got some negative reviews too. Like, you know, the first one, somebody that was trash. Like, I don't find it. That's cool, man. I take all the fucking As long as he's listening, as long as he fucking heard it, that's all I care. I see a play on my thing. I'm like, bingo. As soon as I hit play, bam, that's one play. And if you listen to like 2 minutes of it, bang, bingo, bango. I'm going to keep on trooping. I'm going to keep on improving. I should start maybe like writing some shit down before I do these things. And I think I said it last time on the last podcast too. That's what I do. I say things and I don't do them. That's kind of like my motto. That's my motto of life. I don't practice what I preach. There's a lot of things I should do, you know. I should be cut down on the booze. That's one thing I should do, you know. Stop the drinking a little bit. Like, not completely, but like just cut back. Fuck. And maybe start working out a bit, you know, start getting in shape. Even though like I've always had a good physique. I should maybe take advantage of it, you know. I just don't got the motivation really. It's hard to motivate yourself. And I'm not the type of guy that's gonna like ask for like a gym partner with a gym buddy or whatever. That's not me, like, you know, because then especially with guys, and like it sort of becomes a competition. Or like even if when it's not, it is. And I guess like it's good, it's in a good way, you know, in a way it's good, you know, because it makes you compete. But then like for me, like I always feel like being judged and all that shit, always. So it's not good for me really, because I used to do it when I was young. I used to go to the gym all the time, me and my boy, and we'd always try to like outdo each other, compete or some shit, and we end up like fucking hurting each other, hurting ourselves. So those are a couple things I should do. I want to go start back to playing my guitar outside and stuff. I've gotten a lot better. Because when I was last, like, I didn't do it last year, last summer. And I said I wanted to do it, but I didn't do it. At the time, man, I was in a bad spot. I didn't want to be around nobody. I didn't want to see nobody. I had too much fucking anxiety. That's another thing, man. Speaking of anxiety, like, that shit gets thrown around so fucking much. Like, no, you don't have anxiety. What you're feeling is fucking normal. That's a normal feeling sometimes to be anxious about something, you know? Like, stop calling, like, oh my god, I have so much fucking anxiety. Like, oh my, no, you fucking don't. What you have is a normal fucking problem. It's normal problems. Fuck. Like, you don't know what anxiety is. You know, like, needing some, like, you know, going to a job interview. That's normal to feel anxious, you know? Fucking going on a date with somebody, that's normal to feel fucking anxious, you know? You don't have to fucking be so overdramatic about it and make statuses about it. And like, because it's like anxiety and depression, it gets thrown around so fucking much. And like, it's become so desensitized, you know, in terms of and how we view it. Because for people that really go through that shit, they don't get taken seriously because of people like you. I'm not talking like whoever's listening, like you specifically, but you know, just like in general, like they somebody like, you know, gets dumped or whatever. That's not depression. You're just sad, like, and it's normal, and you'll be fine the next day. You know, it's okay. You're just going through normal people problems, I didn't mean to go off on a rant about all this shit, but yeah, fucking back to my guitar playing. Yeah, that's the thing. I want to go outside and start playing guitar because it's so much fun. Like, and I see like people, like, you know, you got those buskers there outside in the metro, or whatever, on the corner of St. Catherine and all that shit. And like, I see them and like, they're having so much fun. And for me, it's like, I'm good enough to go out there and do it, but it's so fucking scary. But it's scary but fun in a fun way, because like, I did it a couple summers ago. You know, I went to the park out there and you see people passing by and they're fucking hearing the songs, and I'm like, and they're enjoying it. And I'm like, yeah, you know, and it's like different people all the time. So it's not like playing for like a crowd where like everybody's just staring at you. You just got people walking by, you know, and just having fun. And that feeling was so fucking great. So yeah, I want to do that again. Like, cause that was so much fun. I gotta do that again this summer. Yeah, probably after this, probably gonna play a little bit of guitar. I'm kind of in the mood now. Got me in the mood. How long is it? Oh shit! Fucking 21 minutes. Okay, so yeah, this is it. You can find my podcast like on Apple and iTunes now. So yeah, that's fucking great. Trying to get on Spotify, but they're being fucking cunts. They're saying something's wrong, like it's being flagged for there may be some copyright thing or something in the background that they heard that I may not own the rights to. So, like, what the fuck? Like, it's just me, motherfucker. It's fucking Tommy Boy. hope you guys like subscribe and shit. I know the last podcast I put out was like just over a week ago. I'm trying to do it more frequently, maybe every like 2-3 days or so, at least once a week. That's my goal, my minimum. You know, try you guys talk about anything, my life, politics, whatever's going on in the fucking world. Hope you guys enjoy it. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. So I'll talk to you guys soon. All right, peace.